Chapter 7. So the men of Kiriath-Jearim came and took the ark of Jehovah up into the house of Abinadab on the hill, and they sanctified his son Eleazar to guard the ark of Jehovah. A long time elapsed, 20 years in all, from the day of the ark's coming to Kiriath-Jearim, and all the house of Israel began to seek after Jehovah. Samuel then said to all the house of Israel, "If you are returning to Jehovah with all your heart, put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreth images from among you, and direct your heart unswervingly to Jehovah, and serve only him, and he will rescue you from the hand of the Philistines." At that, the Israelites got rid of the Baals and the Ashtoreth images, and served only Jehovah. Then Samuel said, "Gather all Israel together at Mizpah, and I will pray to Jehovah in your behalf." So they gathered together at Mizpah, and they drew water and poured it out before Jehovah, and kept a fast on that day. There they said,
"We have sinned against Jehovah."
And Samuel began serving as judge over the Israelites in Mizpah. When the Philistines heard that the Israelites had gathered together at Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. When the Israelites heard of it, they were afraid because of the Philistines. So the Israelites said to Samuel,
"Do not stop calling to Jehovah our God to help us and to save us from the hand of the Philistines."
Then Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it up as a whole burnt offering to Jehovah. And Samuel called to Jehovah for help in behalf of Israel, and Jehovah answered him. As Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines advanced for battle against Israel. Jehovah now caused it to thunder loudly on that day against the Philistines, and he threw them into confusion, and they were defeated before Israel. At that, the men of Israel went out from Mizpah and pursued the Philistines, striking them down as far as south of Beth-Kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Jeshanah, and named it Ebenezer, for he said, "Until now, Jehovah has helped us." Thus the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come again into the territory of Israel. And the hand of Jehovah continued against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. Also, the cities that the Philistines had taken from Israel were returned to Israel, from Ekron to Gath, and Israel recovered their territory from the hand of the Philistines. There was also peace between Israel and the Amorites. Samuel kept on judging Israel throughout his life. Each year he traveled in a circuit to Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah, and he judged Israel in all these places. But he would return to Ramah, because his house was there, and there he also judged Israel. He built an altar there to Jehovah.